Hello.
Hello. My name's Joe. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of your client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing your nation and local community. Can you help me out?
Asking some questions about what?
Okay. Ask a few questions concerning the problems facing your nation and local community. You think you can help me out?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Now, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Since 86.
Since 86. Okay, so that's what? That's more than 25 years?
Yeah. Right. 86, 96, 2000, yeah, a long time.
Yeah, a long time. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it plaster, marble mason?
No, bricklayer.
Bricklayer, okay. All right. Bricklayer. And on the last job you worked on, were you a foreman, mechanic?
Journey.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm not. I just had my gallbladder out.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been employed? That is in 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks, or 21 plus.
That I've been out of work?
Yeah.
I haven't worked since last Christmas. I got rushed to the hospital because of my gallbladder, and I had all kinds of complications. I just had it out.
Okay. All right.
So it's been just almost going on a year now.
Okay. Now, and yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contracts over the past year?
No.
No. All right. Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No. Okay. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or the same number as at the last year?
It's about the same.
Okay.
From what I understand, anyway.
All right. And do you get the sense of there's more union construction projects? More union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or the same?
More than what?
More union construction workers.
Than non-union?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh. Okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you get the same sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union project in your community? Yes or no?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them? Yes or no?
A steward?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
There's always a steward.
Yeah, always. And yes or no, have you ever...
And an apprentice.
An apprentice, too, correct. Being appointed as a job steward by any union?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Okay. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government or through the state local government or privately?
State.
Okay, thank you. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the economy 12 months, do you think that there will be more employment than now or about the same or less employment than now?
Hard to say, but it looks good.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And now looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that the next two or 3 years, it will be get better, get worse, or stay the same?
I'm hoping it'll stay the same.
Okay.
That's pretty good right now.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay, switching gears, Ibig. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health and safety hazards are you most concerned about the job? I'm going to read you some, and you tell me from there. Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, hat and cold, heat and cold, language problems,
carelessness. Falling objects.
Falling objects, okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Yes, in person, online? You say no, right?
No.
All right.
No.
And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in an activity in the past 12 months. I'm going to read you something and you tell me yes or no. Political convincing, yes or no?
No.
No. All right. Picketing, yes or no?
Yes, I've picketed before.
Okay. Union organization?
Yes.
Thank you. There we go. And in the last 12 months, how often did you, a local union or representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Regularly.
Okay, thank you. And changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news source from the one that you most likely to get it from news, from your news, from the one that least likely to get you more. I'm going to read you print online or online newspapers, the internet or social media, local TV news programs, friends and neighbors, cable news, or radio.
That I get the most from or don't get the most from?
No. It says, okay. The source from you are most likely to get news from. Is it radio, cable news, friends and neighbors, local TV, internet, or print online newspaper?
Private TV.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, and let me see. There we go. Okay. Here we go. Now, which of the following issues matters most to your right now in immigration? Health, care, education, support for labor unions, foreign policy, or jobs in the economy, or environment, or something else?
I'm sorry, I didn't get the beginning of that. What's more important?
Yeah, more important to you.
Say them again?
Sure. Jobs and economy, healthcare.
Yeah, jobs and economy. Yep.
Okay, thank you. And as you may know, BAT is a support to applications and Davis-Bacon standards to federal finances construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? Yes?
No.
Oh, no. No. Okay.
No.
Thank you. And as you may know, that Davis-Bacon Act ensures payments or of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Are we almost done?
Yeah,
here?
We're almost done. We're almost done. Okay. Now, generally speaking, do you believe that the Democrat Party or Republican Party more strongly support or prevailing wages protecting of the Davis-Bacon Act, Democrat Party or Republican or both?
I'm not happy with either one of them right now, to be honest with you.
Okay, no problem. All right. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and work conditions. Now, which side do you support more in this dispute? the United Auto Workers, the GM, Ford and Stellantis.
The Auto Workers.
The Auto Workers, okay. Thank you. And please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden has done, which in the following...
Terrible.
Okay. I'm going to reach you something and you'll tell me from there, okay? His job as president overall, strongly approve or strongly disapprove?
How about horrible?
Horrible, okay. All right. healthcare, strongly approve or strongly approve?
Approve.
Okay. The economy, strongly approve, somewhat approve, disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
How the economy is right now?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Okay. Foreign affairs, strongly approve, somewhat, or strongly disapprove?
Of what? I didn't catch the beginning of that.
It says, Virgin's Affairs. Do you approve?
Virgin Affairs?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, no problem. We'll skip that one. Now, immigration. Right. Do you strongly approve or disapprove strongly?
Disapprove strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. All right. And support for labor unions. Strongly.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Here we go. We're almost there. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Thank you. And are you registered to vote? Yes or no?
No.
No. And yes or no, do you find useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation or affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yep.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. We're almost done, okay? Now, turning back to how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, or just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent. Great. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, or just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent. Thank you. And how could the union best improve its representatives and service? In your own words, it doesn't have to be that much.
I think they're doing a great job.
They're doing okay. Okay. All right. Doing a great job. Okay. Thank you so much. And next one, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year? And next, what is the most important thing the union should be working on? In your own words.
Just finding more jobs.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you so much. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, job site, union meetings, emails, or text message?
Mail.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local unions regarding legislative and regulatory updates and are important to the back? For four or more times a year, a couple of times, or once a year, or never?
Four or more.
Okay, four or more. Okay. Thank you. And six. All right, let me see. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions and political purpose. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat or Republican?
I'm leaning more towards Republican.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And will you call yourself strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Well, it all depends on who's in office.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? Are you white, Caucasian, African-American, Latino?
White.
All right. Thank you. And finally, strictly in verification purpose by my superior, can I just have your first name? Just your first name.
What do you need that for?
No, just like I said, just strictly for verification purpose.
Well, you called me. You know what my name is.
Yeah. Ah, it says Timothy. Okay. I do apologize. All right. Now, this concludes our surveys. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a good day, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Likewise.